all summer long.
Leave the crowd behind and head 30 miles up Red Gray to Sparrow Wigwam, smack dab in the middle of Wyoming's Bighorn Mountains. Unwind on a guided half or all-day horseback ride through the towering pines and alpine meadows, featuring a saddlebag lunch beside a cool mountain stream. Then turn your adventure into a getaway and rent a cozy cabin for the night. Whether you're a first-time rider or an old hand, Sparrow Wigwam has a trail for you. Make it all happen at SparrowWigwam.com.
Is it tinnitus? Is it tinnitus? Regardless, it's annoying. Hi, this is JT with Ebia Hearing. Ringing in your ears isn't something you have to just live with. Tinnitus affects millions, and treatment has come a long way. From specialized hearing aids to breakthrough therapy like Lanier, we can help reduce tinnitus symptoms over time. Relief is possible. At Ebia Hearing, our specialists can help you find the right path forward. Call 674-8920 to schedule your hearing loss or tinnitus consultation today. That's 674-8920.
Boating season started early this year. How's the safety gear looking on your watercraft? Do the life jackets fit everyone on board? How's the fire extinguisher looking? Does the engine on the boat or jet ski need a tune-up? Take time now to look these things over. The middle of a lake or reservoir is a bad place to be if these items aren't available or aren't in good working order. A safe summer boating season begins by being prepared. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Arrow West Insurance, ERA Carroll Realty, and Sheridan Tactical are back with another paintball challenge sweepstakes, Julie.
Sheridan Media had a team of 10 out there, and it was so much fun.
Well, right now, one person's going to win an all-inclusive paintball experience for four.
All-inclusive?
Headgear, gun, 500 rounds of paintball, and you can play all four fields. There's a car lot, berm field, tires, and my favorite was the woods.
My team lost, so we're going back for redemption.
The ERA Carroll Realty and Arrow West Insurance paintball team challenge sweepstakes on now through June 28th.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, June 18th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Sheridan County Commissioners Lonnie Wright and Nick Siddle and our county planner, Mark Reed. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Morning, Floyd.
Morning, Floyd.
Morning, well, Floyd.
We'll start over here with Commissioner Wright. Lonnie, how are things at the county?
Well, I'm going to say, Floyd, things are awesome. I've been out of town for the last 3 or 4 days, so I really don't know what the hell the heck's going on.
You haven't got
your yeah, I think everything's good as far as I can tell. It's almost the middle. Well, it's past the middle of the month. We're almost at the solstice, and we're going to have the longest day of the year.
It's coming.
Coming like in a couple days, and it'll be downhill from there.
Yeah. Nick, how was the spring?
You know what? It was good. We got a lot of road work done in the county. We got our dust control program going really well, and everything worked. You know, the positive thing, I went to Denver last week, and you get even close to Buffalo and all the way south, and it's just a desert south of here.
Yeah.
And, you know, from our perspective, I mean, we know fire danger is going to be high. We know it's going to be rough, but at least we're green right now.
Yeah.
We've had enough rain to keep things green, and I've been up on the mountain, and the mountain looks really good right now. I mean, we have the most moisture of anywhere in Wyoming, because I see cattle grazing down south of here, and I'm looking at what are they eating. I mean, it's everything south of Buffalo is just a desert.
Yeah,
but
it's heartbreaking.
But we're really good. I think we're in pretty good shape here. We certainly, it looks like we were talking here just a little bit ago. I mean, hopefully we get a little more moisture this weekend. That inch of rain we had last weekend was kind of a godsend. And, so, you know, I think we're looking good compared to our neighbors, at least.
Yep. Wife and I picked a heck of a year to start a garden.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I hope you've got some good succulent plants that don't need a lot of water, you know, yeah.
The lettuce is looking a little wilty.
Yeah. And the ground's going to get so hard the carrots can't go down.
And that's unfortunate because they're right beside the lettuce.
Yeah.
Now, have you taken a peek at the goose? How do you feel about it?
You know, I think that we're in pretty good shape. The reservoirs on the mountain are looking pretty good, not quite normal, but pretty good. I think that we'll be in pretty good shape. Hopefully we keep getting a little moisture and keep some things flowing. I mean, as we get later in the season, irrigation water might get short. We'll just have to see where we end up. But and I know that the people down in the eastern part of the county are already hurting drought-wise and looking for some water. So we've just got to adjust and do the best that we can. And hopefully at least that we've had enough moisture so people can get some first cutting hay anyway and go from there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm starting to see some bales out. It's that serene, picturesque, you know, scenario where you're driving by, the sprinklers are going, everything's green, and you've got that the big bales out there. And mm-hmm. I think, man, that's a computer desktop. That's what that is. it's so nice when you look at it like that.
Yeah.
June is my favorite month of the year because everything is green, and my drive over every morning. You know, people get distracted by cell phones and whatever. I've almost gone off the road just kind of looking off. I got to remind myself, hey,
there's not attention. A more beautiful drive in America it's than beautiful. That 30 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, that's a really beautiful drive.
Just striking, and it hits you when you come up over that hill and you see the city of Sheridan with all those trees out there, and you suddenly realize this is why it's the Emerald City.
That's why everybody wants to move here, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of which,
yes,
Mark, how are things at the planning office?
We're hopping, in a lot of different ways. So our building permitting and all of our other types of permits are running at the same levels that we saw post-COVID when things really took off here. Once COVID kind of went away, we saw a pretty big boom, and then it dropped off for two or three years. But this year, on a year-to-date basis, we've been seeing similar construction numbers as we did back then. So, a lot of it's folks that are just moving here.
Yeah.
And there's some, obviously, folks local that are moving up. But, Sheridan County, I believe, was the second or third fastest growing county between July 2024 and 25. So we were tied for second with some other places. But,
wow.
And then on a five-year basis, I think we were third fastest growing county in the state of Wyoming. So, it's been busy.
A lot of new folks coming in.
Yeah, there are. There are. So, And for all the reasons you just mentioned, you know, what a gorgeous place to come. You know, why not?
Anyway, I didn't visit this area too much when I was a kid and kind of in my 20s. It was mostly farther south. I had to drive across the state every month for guard. And, you know, you hit that freeway down there and you just kind of put your foot down and...
That is not the most beautiful drive in Wyoming, I might say.
It's really not.
Yeah, certainly not. Yeah.
I got a sister-in-law who kind of asked the wife, gosh, you're moving to Wyoming, huh? That's
I kind of like the Red Desert, actually. It's kind of good.
I lived in Green River for a number of years, and I thought to myself, there's no green down here. But then once you get out there and you really start seeing the life and the beauty and start appreciating that, it's breathtaking as well.
It is.
I mean, it's so unique, and it's a unique high mountain desert ecosystem with that beautiful, beautiful red rock everywhere.
Yeah.
And it strikes you, too.
It is.
But, when we moved up here, she was wondering why are you going to Wyoming? Because she'd only ever driven that freeway.
Oh, yeah.
She hadn't seen anything
else. Most people's
else.
Experience. Yeah.
And now she has. And she's like, okay, I get it. She gets it now. Mark, for those who don't know, how long have you been at the county?
I'm in my 20th year. So
20 years. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to these gentlemen here and others that came before them. It's been a good ride for sure. A lot of support locally for the work we do in the public works office, and it's been great. I couldn't have picked a better place to come.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, what got you into planning?
Oh, gosh. Probably started back, you know, when I was in school. I was interested in geography, geology, biology, those types of things, and wound up with my degree in geography. And most people go, what the heck do you do with a degree in geography? Well, it's...
we already know where everything's at.
Yeah, yeah, right. So wound up in planning, started over in my first planning job in Washakie County, actually back just after not long after the original Land Use Planning Act was approved in the 70s. So
when there was dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dinosaur days, exactly.
Yeah.
So, so started there, was there for a good 10 years, and then went over to some of your country over there in Pocatello for a while.
Oh,
and then Idaho, and then came back and worked with my brother in construction development in Buffalo, went down to Cheyenne. I was a county planner down there for a good number of years. And then Terry Cram and his cohorts at that time got after me down there and dragged me up here. So, yeah. Yeah.
So they sought you out.
Yes, they did. Yeah. My wife was co-conspirator. When I turned them down.
They had someone on the inside. Yeah,
they went after my wife. So they were hitting below the belt. Anyway, yeah. So.
I mean, gosh, planning for something, around Cheyenne. Did you do a county or city work?
Oh, it was county.
County.
Yeah. Yeah. But we worked with the city very closely.
There's a lot of places from what I've seen probably over the last, I don't know, I'd guess decade, maybe. Well, I'm older than that now, I guess two decades. It seems like Cheyenne was trying to move north quite a bit. And boy, howdy, is it windy there.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. They were struggling and still, I think, do with, you know, how to handle a lot of rural growth. But Cheyenne is just exploding too. It's with all the high tech stuff that's going in down there,
data centers
and the military, and it's on fire right now. So it's
if someone doesn't know, what exactly is the role of the Sheridan County Planning Office?
Oh, it's principally the foremost function, I believe, is to develop what is known as a comprehensive plan for your county, because that serves as the basis for every other decisions. Where do we invest in terms of infrastructure, water lines, you know, sewer lines, roads, etc. So that to me is key. Once you identify those areas, those are the areas you're going to focus on in terms of public expenditures. Second role is to identify the areas that are best suited for residential growth, commercial, industrial, those types of things. And so when somebody is interested in developing, they have a something to go by. You know, if outside investors, they come in, they say, okay, you know, we're interested in coming here. You know, where's the best areas and for this particular type of development? So it provides a guide for not only the public sector, but also the private sector. And so it's a way to try to, you know, and it's not perfect. It's the plan is not gospel, but it's a guide to base your other, say, county or city regulations on what is it going to be zoned, that and how we're going to treat a subdivision in this particular area. So anyway, so the comp plan in my mind is really where it needs to all start. And once you have that in place, then you institute your investments and your permitting accordingly.
Now, a lot of folks might not realize this unless they took geography in college, but geography isn't just about where something is, but why, and why is it the way that it is? So your geography degree comes into play quite a bit, because a lot of that does deal with soil, material. What's this land made of? How can we utilize it best? So when you look in an area and someone says, gosh, I'd love to throw a development out there, mm-hmm. what's one of the first things you think, you know what, I better go look at that?
Well, yeah, from a physical standpoint, obviously things that this county is concerned about are things like groundwater, you know, in terms of, is this a good area in terms of if it's going to be a rural subdivision, is it going to be a good place that's going to be able to handle septic systems or wells. You know, if it's a spot that's really horrible in that regard, you need to take that into account. Not saying you can't develop there, but, you know, you may have to take some extraordinary measures to develop there. Other things we look at, obviously, are, you know, unstable areas, steep slopes. We have propensity for landslides in this county. If you look around, there's slumps on the sides of the hills. Those are areas that are probably best to avoid. You know, the floodplain areas. You know, we try to maintain floodplains so they can function naturally over time. Streams are best where they can move over time. So we try to keep a buffer between where the actual, you know, infrastructure is going to be in homes and that stream, so it has time to wander over back and forth. It's best to, if you can approach it that way, as opposed to just sticking it in a ditch, you know. And so streams are healthy when they can live, you know, and move. So anyway, and so those are a few examples.
They are constantly changing.
Yes, they are.
A lot of people may not realize that because they change so slowly, but they do change over time.
Yes, they do.
Everywhere.
Yep.
What do they say? A winding stream is a young stream, correct?
Do they? Yeah, I'll go along with that.
That sounds like philosophical. Yeah.
Getting too deep, Floyd.
Yeah. It's all right. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I think Floyd's going to try and write a song.
Dad, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more over Sheridan County in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, where the stream flows in Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching a community commitment match to support our local fire districts by donating $35,000.
Plus, a Wyoming Community Foundation donor advised fund is matching that amount, and now we're asking the community to help us match an additional $35,000. Sheridan County, let's help fund our local fire districts who protect us every day.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, Cowboy fans, this is Tyler Hughes, quarterback for Wyoming football. I want to invite you to support all Wyoming student athletes by playing in this year's Cowboy Joe Club Golf Series. There are 11 chances to have a blast with fellow Pokes fans while making a real impact on Wyoming athletics. Your participation helps provide opportunities for student athletes like me and my teammates to chase our dreams and represent the brown and gold with pride. To learn more or sign up today, visit cowboyjoeclub.com or call 307-766-6242.
The City of Sheridan Weed and Pest would like to announce that mosquito fogging will begin starting the week of June 15th and continue through the mosquito breeding season. Fogging will take place Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings when necessary. For more information, to report heavy concentrations of mosquitoes, or to request that your home be in a no-spray zone, please call the mosquito hotline at 307-655-8297 or visit the website at www.sheridanwy.gov.
Is your AC working? But only kind of. Well, it's time to call Carl's Heating and Air Conditioning. He'll cool your house faster than you can say, "Why is the dog lying on the tile again?" But hey, Carl doesn't just battle heat. He also tackles radon mitigation. Because what's worse than being hot and cranky? Breathing radioactive gas while being hot and cranky. Don't sweat it. Carl's got this. Find Carl's Heating and Air Conditioning in the Country Bounties business directory.
The SheridanMedia.com Summer Online Marketplace is one of our largest, and it's open right now, but only until Friday morning at 10 a.m. Shop food, entertainment, home improvement, dog boarding, training, supplies, outdoor gear, clothing, health, beauty, unique items from local businesses. Every item is buy it now, so you can shop at your convenience and grab the deals you want before they're gone. Don't wait. Inventory limited. Click the SheridanMedia.com Summer Marketplace banner ad on the front page at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning We're speaking with Sheridan County Commissioners Lonnie Wright and Nick Siddle and our county planner, Mr. Mark Reed. We were just discussing what the duties are of the Sheridan County Planning Office. Now, as Mr. Reed pointed out before, Sheridan County has seen a lot of growth recently. A lot of that growth, Mr. Reed, is kind of tracked through permits, correct? That's how you kind of keep track of that.
Yeah, that's the county has resolutions in place that require when you build something or change the use in the land, you obtain a permit for that. It's been in place since, well, zoning permits have been in place since 1985. So it's in the big scheme of things, that's pretty young, you know.
I was going to say, that's rather recent, isn't it?
Yeah, and so we have a zoning permit for those areas that are outside what is known as the building permit area. So building permits look at your structural aspect, your foundation, your framing, your sheathing, those types of things. And those are only required in the areas around the city, out, you know, a mile or two, and in any new subdivision since 2006. So those are where you get into the structural aspect of a building. Zoning permits are more of a general look at, again, looking at things like floodplains, setbacks from property lines, and those types of things. And those are required anywhere in the county. So that's one of the misconceptions we get into is, well, I'm out here and, you know, I'm 30 miles from town. I don't need a permit for this new house. Well, you do need a zoning permit. So there are exceptions. Obviously, there's, you know, smaller structures you don't need a permit for. You don't need a permit for ag structures. So if you have a horse barn or something that's serving as an agricultural building, you don't need a permit. So there are exceptions to that. But anyway, so yeah, that's how it's tracked. And we have a permit system for new septic systems. So when you get ready to build a new system or replace a system, we're under agreement with the State Department of Environmental Quality to administer the rules and regulations for new septic systems. So they're not our necessarily, we do have our rules, but they're based on DEQ's requirements for septic systems. So not all counties do that. Some counties have DEQ administer it. This county's chosen to enter into a cooperative agreement with DEQ to administer that, because it takes some time if you just go through DEQ, because their closest office may be who knows where. And then it's a lot more responsive and quick if I think if a local community can take that responsibility. So,
and yeah. I mean, it's probably not a lot more work for your office to issue that permit, is it?
Well, we're staffed up for it. We have a dedicated person that works with our building official, and it's his principal responsibility is handling septic permits. In addition to other duties, he takes care of that. So,
now, if we were to say what kind of permit you issue the most, is it residential, just building a house?
Oh yeah, absolutely. In Sheridan County, yeah, that's our in the unincorporated areas. That's our big ticket item. Yeah, and outbuildings. We see a lot of outbuildings. People have a shop.
Oh, yeah.
Want a big shop. You know, we see a lot of those. But the unincorporated areas obviously don't have a lot of commercial. Most of the commercial activities are in your municipalities, which is good, I think.
Yeah.
Because they typically require a higher level of service, water, sewer, those types of things. So,
now, if someone were to go seek a permit, what can they have ready and available to make that process go smoothly?
Yeah, always like to see a good site plan just prepared, showing your property lines, where your building's going to be, how you're going to get in and off, in and out of the property, where your driveway's going to be. Because our engineering division in Public Works, they're concerned about driveway placement. Where's that going to be? So it's a safe spot so you don't have conflicts with site distance and those types of things. So, yeah, a well-prepared site plan is really something that I always like to encourage people to bring. So, yeah.
So have your site plan ready. Head on in there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You'll take a look at that and probably have a discussion if you find something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, if we get the application, see something that doesn't jive with our standards, then, you know, we'll get a hold of folks right away and let them know, hey, need to adjust this or fix that. And most people are very, very understanding and understand once they understand why it is, they're happy to go along with it. Not always, but generally.
I could get that because I didn't even think about driveways until you just brought it up. You should plan that out, where you're going to come out, you know, lines of sight, so you don't pull out in front of a vehicle or something. Nick, what are some of the biggest issues facing Sheridan County right now as far as growth? Once, I mean, with this, I don't want to overuse the word explosion in population or anything like that, because that's, I wouldn't say it was an explosion. It's good, steady growth.
Steady, yeah.
Good, steady growth. What are some challenges that the commission faces in dealing with that?
Well, and so right now we're working with the city on the our plan for the joint planning area. There's a 1 mile buffer around the city that we work very closely with the city on in how the planning goes in that area. And we're currently in the process of redoing our joint planning area and the regulations for that joint planning area and how that works. And obviously we know that most of that current joint planning area may eventually be annexed by the city because it's within a mile of the city. And so we want to make sure that when we approve something, then it will probably meet the city's plans when they wish to annex it, so that we're kind of on the same page in that stuff. And we're reworking that plan right now.
So I don't have to go out and do something extra to my house.
So that's one of the most important things. And I think one of the key things that we have to be the most concerned about is our infrastructure, roads, water systems, power lines, so on and so forth. I mean, everything requires infrastructure, and we need to make sure before we approve something that that's going to work. Our county roads are taking a lot more abuse anymore simply because there's so much more traffic on them.
Yeah.
And so they require a lot more maintenance and a lot more upkeep. And so the infrastructure, and then, like Mark said, the working with the city and working together because it's strange. Someone asked me yesterday if it's legal to put a county commissioner sign up in the city. And I says, well, the city certainly is in the county. The city is part of the county. So it's very important that we all work together and with the other municipalities, Dayton and Ranchester and Claremont. We work very closely with all of them on their growth and how they do it. And then, of course, we know that Story and Bighorn are not incorporated communities. So they're basically part of just the county.
When it comes to that buffer around the city, do these smaller ancillary towns have that same type of buffer?
Mark, answer that.
Yeah, so we have an agreement with the town of Ranchester that's similar to what we have with the city of Sheridan that says, should a subdivision be developed within, in Ranchester's case, it's within a half a mile, that they would also have the chance to review and make comments on that. The city of Sheridan, Ranchester, we don't have one with Dayton nor Claremont, but we do have those two.
And that's kind of gives the city the opportunity to come in, look at a plan, and speak with you regarding.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Lonnie, let me ask you a question, because I know a lot of folks, I don't want to use the word fear. They're apprehensive about a lot of growth. How do county officials balance preserving the qualities residents value about Sheridan County with that growth?
Yeah, Floyd, I would say on the horizon coming up here in the very near future, we're going to start doing meetings and planning for our comprehensive land use plan. And so that is a process. I think the last time it was done was late part of 2020. Right. I was not a commissioner at the time, so it was last done then. And so being 6 years later, it's time to start looking at it again. And so There'll be invites to anyone who wants to come and make comments or participate in the process. So that's coming up. I'm not exactly sure of the dates, but I know it's coming up soon.
Now, when it comes to how we can participate, I imagine it'll be in the county commission office or the boardroom, or will this be in a separate office?
So our initial planning effort with the city is just going to be this joint planning area. And so there'll be a variety of forums.
Okay.
It'll be city, county, be online. There'll be maybe surveys done. We have a firm that's a city council just contracted with to update this joint planning area plan, and they'll have a whole variety of public participation techniques employed to solicit, as Lonnie says, the comments. If you want to be involved, you'll have plenty of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. In the past, we had a booth at Third Thursday at times. Yep. And just lots of, like everybody said, it's most important that the community has some input in how the growth of our community goes.
Yeah. Mark, how has the boundaries of the city and the county changed since you started up there 20 years ago?
Well, the boundaries, I guess, the city has annexed areas over time. Most of the urban type growth that you'll see has been principally to the west, obviously, out to Fifth Street, out in that area. That was at Cloud Peak Ranch in that area. And then also just here in the past few years, north out along the Decker Road, seen quite a bit of residential growth out that way. So as those urban areas come online, those areas are annexed into the city. So, which is really where it needs to be. Counties are really not geared to handle urban type growth. We're pretty good at rural residential and that type of thing, and limited industrial and commercial, but one of the core ideas in our plan, and I suspect it'll carry forward, is to encourage growth in a compact pattern to keep it close to the towns, so it isn't spread all over Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
So, that's, what so many people value about this area is the open spaces, as you were mentioning earlier, the agricultural, the pastoral settings. That's why people come here. We don't want to kill the goose that laid the golden egg, necessarily. So
exactly.
But we certainly understand and appreciate folks that want to live in the country. There's nothing wrong with that, but you got to balance these things.
And we still want to, we want to maintain agriculture in Sheridan County too.
Absolutely.
I mean, agriculture is a very important part of our community, and we certainly want to maintain agriculture. So we don't want to grow out into all the agricultural land and not have an agriculture presence in Sheridan County.
Well, and the last part of that word, culture.
Right.
It's our culture. It's Wyoming's legacy. And I've always felt that Sheridan and quite a few other communities here in Wyoming give people an opportunity, if they're visiting, to see a part of America that has disappeared. In a lot of different areas. I understand there's a lot of agriculture all over the place, but I always felt that Wyoming's was very unique among those. We don't have these massive flat areas where someone can go out and plant. Our farmers, our ranchers, and our producers have worked around the mountains since we got here, having to adapt and figure out how to make these things work. And I can remember some of the conversations at the coffee shop when I was a little kid regarding those hills that nobody seemed to want until that earthquake hit California. And all of a sudden, those things sold like hotcakes, I'm here to tell you. But now there's roofs on all of those hills that the farmers couldn't figure out, what am I going to do with this useless plot of land? Make money on it, Jeff. That's what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Now, when we update a comprehensive land use plan like this, this feels like it would be a really long process, Mark. You sit with this, kind of review everything, cross-check it with other policies from the state?
Sure. Yeah, it'll look in. Obviously, take into consideration what's in place now, the goals and policies that we have now, and it'll look at things like population growth. Okay, obviously, we're we have infrastructure. So you'll try to establish a baseline of where we're at and what the trends have been over time and try to project that out and accommodate it for future growth. So anyway, it one of the key components of putting a plan together is establishing where you've been, obviously, you know, without a past, what kind of a future you have. So anyway, so to speak, but once you have that in place, then you go to the public and say, are the aspirations and the values still valid? That's really what we want to find out with the public component is, you know, maybe they felt about this 10 years ago in this particular, whatever the issue might be, is that still something that we see today?
Mm.
And I suspect for the most part, the value end of things in the public's mind is not going to change a lot because over time, since we've done planning, county's first plan in 1979, that was the first comprehensive plan they ever did. You go back and you read that and you're going, boy, this sure sounds a lot like what we still believe today. Mm-hmm. And so, but you have to do it. You have to go through that exercise to validate it.
Absolutely. And I could certainly see why values do change, or maybe even some institutional knowledge changes. Policies get handed down from the state, regulations, mm-hmm. things like
that's
that.
Big. You got that's huge.
You got to adjust. On that, I do have to take another quick commercial break. More with Sheridan County just after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
WyoJam 2026, outdoor concerts in downtown Sheridan. Four nights, big stage, country, rock, and hip-hop. Wednesday, free concert benefiting Reach with Jared Morris.
I'll be here waiting for the show.
Thursday, rock the night with Shoot to Thrill, Blow Your Top, and Recaptured. Friday, Afro Man and Ying Yang Twins. And Saturday, Michael Ray. WyoJam 2026, July 8th through the 11th. Get your tickets online at wyojam.com.
I'm Lieutenant James Hill with the Sheridan Police Department, and we're hiring peace officers. If you already live here, you know how amazing this community is. If you're from the outside area, you'll discover that Sheridan is full of outdoor adventure, great schools, and a strong community. Sheridan is a place thousands visit every year, and a place we're proud to call home. And we're also proud to serve and protect. We're looking for people of character with a strong sense of responsibility who want more than just a job. Whether you're an experienced officer or considering a career in law enforcement, we offer opportunities for growth, training, and a chance to make a real difference. If you're ready to serve a community that supports its officers, we'd like to hear from you. To see more about the job description, pay, training, and benefits, and to apply, visit SheridanWY.gov. That's SheridanWY.gov.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best. The busiest and best time to make your real estate move is here with green grass, blue skies, and everything in full bloom. We say all the time our team is here for you 24/7, 365. But we know many people look to spring for the real estate move so their home can look the absolute best. The right time of year means it's time to get serious and build your plan for the move you've been waiting for. Let our team at Best Real Estate be your guide so you may have a spring season to enjoy. Give us a call today, 675-BEST, or visit bestwy.net. Make it a great day.
Dan Marshall here with Captain Clean. Your heating and cooling system are the lungs of your home or business, taking air in and breathing it out, directly affecting your indoor air quality. Normal day-to-day activity generates lots of contaminants and air pollutants such as dander, dust, and chemicals. Call today for your free HVAC cleaning estimate. It's 100% free, and nobody has the equipment or expertise to clean HVAC like we do. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning we're speaking with Sheridan County Commissioners Lonnie Wright and Nick Siddle and our county planner, Mark Reed. Now, before we get away from the comprehensive land use plan and the upcoming meetings and how folks can kind of stay on top of everything, Mark, is there anything you would like folks to know about that before I move on to other projects?
Oh, I think just staying, if you're really interested, staying in touch with the process as it goes along. There'll be a website that's dedicated to where we're at in the project. And so a person can go there and find out basic information, find out about meetings. There really should be zero excuse for not knowing about what's going on. And so, because that is a big, big, it's a costly component in terms of this plan update is that public participation. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of resources that are going to be thrown at that. So So just watch. And, you know, if you don't want to go online, call us, call the city planning office, because this is a joint effort. It's actually administered by the city of Sheridan. The county is involved financially as well as through our staff. In putting this thing together. So just stay in tune and we'll be happy to get you up to speed and let you know how you can be involved. So yeah, fantastic. I think that's really the biggie.
Okay. So Nick, Red Grade Road, how we doing?
Well, Floyd, so we have let the contract to get the work started on Red Grade Road. And if there's something that people in our county have an opinion on, it's most assuredly Red Grade Road right at this point in time. I'll tell you that. Hear both sides of the story. Hear a lot of discussion about Red Grade Road. But we did have a biological study done, and which is required by federal programs. And there's some birds nesting up there right now. And so until the eggs hatch, we can still stage. We can get things put together. But Red Grade Road initially was set to get started this week and start on the road closures. And now we're moved back to Monday the 29th. We will start the closures on Red Grade Road. And so that road will be closed between 8 and noon and 1 and 6 on weekdays. It'll be open entirely on weekends and on federal holidays. So this year, the 3rd of July is actually a federal holiday because the 4th of July is on Saturday. So it'll be open for the 3-day weekend over the 4th of July entirely. There's a lot of misconceptions out there about what's going to happen on Red Grade Road. And this is what's called the Federal Land Access Program, or FLAP is what it's commonly called. And it's where county roads access federal property, which that county road accesses both BLM and Forest Service property, but mainly Forest Service property. So it's a cooperative process between the federal government and the county to get this project done. The issue with Red Grade Road right now, in a lot of cases, it's 16 to 18 feet wide, hoping to get it widened out to 20 to 22 feet, almost all the way up, get those drainage issues. Anytime there's water running down, where does it run? Right down Red Grade Road and washes it really badly, and try and get some of that drainage taken care of, and then maybe make a couple more places where cars can actually safely meet. It's certainly not going to be completely wide enough all the way through, but just trying to make it safer. We know that our traffic studies have shown that in the last 5 years, traffic is about tripled up Red Grade Road.
Wow.
And so we really need to try and have safety be a priority there. And so that's the situation, and it'll continue. It could take 2 years to get the project done. I think that our contractor is going to try and get it done as expediently as they can, but still it's very important to us that those people up there have access One of the reasons why that's a county road is there's quite a bit of private property up there as well, that people that have cabins and so on, and it's really a priority to us to keep that road open so that people can access their property and use Red Grade Road. But you cannot, when a road is that size, you can't just have traffic on it all the time while you're trying to get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. So, Lonnie, what is, Nick said at the beginning, a lot of the road repair has been done so far this year. What does that look like in a typical year, and what makes this year different?
Well, you're talking about just some of the regular county roads. Yeah. Well, I grew up on a gravel road. And so historically, I can tell you firsthand that when it's dry, trying to grade it when it's too dry just makes it worse. So we get tons of calls from folks upset because their gravel road is washboardy and kind of in their mind it's falling apart and they want it graded and we have to get moisture on it. And I assume since this last rain that Travis and the road and bridge crew have been out there grading and reshaping as many of them as they can get to. Dust suppressant has been put on already this spring on many of the roads. And so, yeah, it's just maintaining the roads when the conditions are primo for doing that.
Do we put a lot of gravel on?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Where do we usually get that gravel from?
From the local gravel pits, where the gravel is.
Wherever they got rocks.
We try and get it so that, you know, from the, so the haul distance is as short as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have several local gravel producers and the key issue to us, of course, we got to have quality product, but also the shortest hauling distances make it by far more convenient and more economical.
So you spread it around.
Right. Right.
Well, when you get $5 diesel fuel, you're going to get it as close as you can get it, right?
That is no kidding. Burn as little as you possibly can right now. Now, what other kind of maintenance activities are going on as our summer starts to get underway?
Well, we're going to replace the bridge at Parkman over top of the railroad tracks onto that road that goes up Columbus Creek there. That bridge, I drove across it on my four-wheeler a couple of years ago, and you can see a lot of daylight driving through that bridge, looking down at it.
Not a whole lot of confidence.
Yeah, and it's been in need of replacement, and that's a project. YDOT, Wyoming Department of Transportation, has a project where they pay 100% for the bridge replacements, and they pretty well do the projects. They just work in conjunction with the county to get it taken care of, and they have a program. That's how we replaced the bridge at Acme here two or three years ago. And this project, so the bridges that are most in need of repair get replaced first. And so that one's on the list. We have another project with YDOT out there that we're going to be doing this summer that is on that big loop just south of the landfill on East Ridge Road, where we're gonna take that curve out and move that road across there, and then that road will be paved across there. That's one of the roads that we have that has the most traffic on it in the county is East Ridge Road. So that curve will be taken out, and that's a project we're also doing in conjunction with YDOT.
Do you have these discussions with YDOT if a road is used so much that you're like, look, it's going to be more cost-effective just to pave this dang thing? How are those decided? I only got about a minute and a half left, but that's something I've always been curious about.
We would love to be able to pave a few more roads. Right now, it costs about $2 million to pave a mile of road. And so that's where you're kind of looking at when our total county budget this year is $24 million. So you don't have a lot of money left over to pave roads. That's right what it's costing. So if we can't cost share it or work together with someone to try and get it done, it's just cost prohibitive.
My gosh, that seems to go up every single year.
Nothing gets cheaper, Floyd.
No, yeah, that's sure. A stone cold fact.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you all for coming in and speaking with us. It's always a pleasure having you in here, Mike. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Very informative. I love it, keeping the community up to date on what's going on. And folks, if you want your voice heard, you're going to have plenty of opportunity to contribute your opinions, your views, and your values to the comprehensive land use plan coming up. Sheridan Media will work diligently to make sure that we get that information to you. If you can't find it yourself, we'll do everything that we can. Gentlemen, one more time, thank you very much.
Thank you, Floyd.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
Legacy Diamond and Gems invite you to see their special display, Great American Gems, showing gemstones mined right here across the United States, featuring Montana Yogo sapphires, rare Utah red beryl, and a variety of beautiful gemstones from Arizona, California, Idaho, Maine, Montana, Oregon, and of course, Wyoming. Great American Gems, see them now at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Heard the news. Conservative Frank Chapman's running for Congress. Frank's joining President Trump's fight to make America great again. So giddy up, Wyoming.
Frank rides the range at the break of dawn. Loves this land, knows right from wrong. A rancher's grit and a father's heart. He fights for us, and that's just the start. Frank Chapman's our man for Wyoming. Seal the border, hold the line. American energy, American beef, constitutional rights, yours and mine. That's the plan. Frank Chapman, Wyoming's man.
Protecting property rights, Second Amendment, defending our freedom. That's Frank Chapman.
Make America great, a fighter for us, Wyoming's Frank Chapman. Conservative for Congress.
Paid for by Fighting for Wyoming, fightingforwyoming.com, who is responsible for the content of this advertising, and it is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
As Father's Day approaches, experts agree the North American father prefers tools, garage gear, and things that make engines louder. If your dad is happiest with grease on his hands, head to Napa Auto Parts. They'll have a great gift for him. Milwaukee tools, garage gear, auto care items, and a gift card he'll actually use. His voice will say, "Thank you, honey," but his eyes will say, "You're my favorite." This Father's Day, skip the guessing and head to locally owned Napa Auto Parts on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.
Hi, I'm Olivia Kultiska, Director of Investment Operations at Legacy Ridge Private Wealth. For over a decade, I've helped manage the systems, processes, and details that keep our clients' investment accounts running smoothly. As a University of Wyoming graduate, I'm proud to support the client experience every day. At Legacy Ridge Private Wealth, we believe trust is built one relationship at a time. Visit us at 45 North Main, next to Frackleton's, to get started today. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
The SheridanMedia.com online summer marketplace is our largest, and it's open until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Hurry in and shop entertainment, home improvement, building supplies, dog boarding, outdoor gear. We have unique items like a dirt bike, a float trip, paintball packages. Every item is buy it now, so shop now before they're gone. Don't wait. Inventory is limited, and the marketplace ends tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com at 10 a.m. Go to SheridanMedia.com, click on the front page.